Well, as many of you are aware, Nancy, Emma, and I will be relocating to Southern California due to a recent job change.
Bummer.
At the same time the door was closing on my job here in Houston, the Lord opened another door on an opportunity back in California. With this being our last Sunday at Grace, I'd like to share a few words on what this church and church family has meant to the Pfister family. We moved to Houston a couple years ago, excited to begin our new life in the great state of Texas. We knew no one, but felt like God had a plan for us here. When you move to a new place, you begin to think about the life you've been living and the changes you may want to make in the new life you're about to begin. One of those changes we decided to make was find a new kind of church. We'd always gone to very big churches, and looking back, one of the reasons we attended a big church is that it's easy to blend in and not be noticed. We talked and prayed as a family about what we needed to look for in a new church to lead us on the path that God had for us. We found Grace online while doing a search for churches that hosted Awana. We loved that the church looked like it was out in the country, surrounded by green, lush fields. We listened online to Pastor Dave's Sunday messages and browsed through the different ministries the church was involved with. We thought this church was a place we needed to visit. The next Sunday, we drove to Grace, a bit nervous but excited to visit our first church in Texas. We walked up to the door and were immediately greeted by some friendly fellows, Ernie and Pete. After a short hello, we just felt more at ease. We walked into the service, and several people came up to us, introduced themselves. Everyone we met was welcoming, kind, and genuine. All our nervousness about visiting this church just went away. The worship time and the band, as you know, were amazing. There you go. Pastor Dave's message was Bible-based and provided ongoing thought and application. We got in the car and all three of us said, wow, we loved it. We visited several churches over the next couple of months, but kept comparing them to Grace. There simply was no comparison. We had found our church home. We wanted to step out and do something that we really had never done before, and that is to serve in the church. May told us that Awana needed people to listen to the kids recite Bible verses on Friday evenings. It was an amazing experience. We look forward to each week talking with the kids and taking part in their memorization and understanding of the Bible verses. The following year, Lisa Wells said, you two would be great at helping lead a small group in Awana, and at the same time, May came to us and said, we'd love y'all to teach Sunday school to 5th and 6th graders. And Nancy and I thought, wow, for two people that had never committed to serving in church before, and who thought we were just going to get our feet wet, we found ourselves all in. And honestly, it's been the best thing that's happened to us. It's amazing how you think serving is going to be a burden and take up too much time, but what it really does is fill your heart with joy and increase your desire to serve. We found ourselves excited for Friday night serving with all the other amazing people in Awana we can now call friends for life. Getting to know all the kids has been so rewarding. Teaching Sunday school taught us just as much as we taught the kids. Each week studying and preparing for the lesson was a time Nancy and I look forward to. We studied the Bible and the lesson together and came up with ways to teach the Bible lessons and bring it into the lives of the kids. It's been one of the greatest pleasures and blessings in our lives and one we'll always cherish. Additionally, Nancy and I attended our first men's and women's retreats, respectively, and somehow Pete even talked me into sharing in front of the men at the retreat. Additionally, the Lord blessed me with the opportunity to serve on the deacon board, which, although short in tenure, has been a rewarding experience and a pleasure to be a part of. The Lord was performing a work in our lives, and Grace provided the landscape for us to serve him in ways we never could have imagined. The Lord's truly blessed us with the gift of becoming part of this church family, and we are forever grateful. You see, we'd always simply attended church. We were consumers of the churches we attended. Sitting in church on Sunday and sharing small talk with those in our immediate surroundings was really the extent of our participation. We didn't get involved and didn't understand that being part of the church family means taking part in the church family. Our time spent serving has blessed us in many ways, not the least of which the forming of what we know will be everlasting friendships. We've met some truly wonderful people here at Grace, brothers and sisters in Christ that we will have bonds with for eternity. For those of you who may be new to Grace or maybe you've been attending for quite some time, I strongly urge you to take just one step towards getting involved. We are called by him to serve. And there's so many ways to serve with as little or as much commitment as you feel comfortable with. You will be blessed with what the Lord has in store for you. So as we leave Grace, we wanted once again to express our gratitude and the love we have for this body of Christ. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." We have undergone a transformation and look forward to what the Lord has planned for us in our new location. We are well equipped for the opportunities he provides to share a little grace with those he sets in our path. So thank you, Grace Community Bible Church, and God bless.